You're listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show, Around Atlanta Edition, showcasing the best of Metro Atlanta, our communities, the attractions, and the special events that make Atlanta great. Welcome to our virtual town square. And now, here are today's hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the Around Atlanta Edition. I am your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friend and colleague, Carol Morgan. Good morning, Carol. You know, over the years, we've had representatives of many of our great committees on the show. I don't know that we've had Powder Springs on the show.
I do not believe we have. We've been remiss.
I think so. So I'm really looking forward to this conversation. Today, we're joined by Patrick Bordelon, Councilman Patrick Bordelon. He's the mayor pro tem for the city of Powder Springs. Patrick, welcome to the show.
Happy to be here.
We're happy to have you, Councilman. Thank you for making time to join us. I know you are an awfully busy fellow, so grateful for you to swing by and join us. I guess a two-part kickoff to the conversation. Tell us a bit about you and your background, and then for those listening who might not be familiar with the city itself, give us that tourist overview.
Okay. Well, my name is Patrick Bordelon. I'm a first-term city councilman for Powder Springs. I was elected in 2015, and just very happy to be able to serve the city and the people of Powder Springs. So Powder Springs is in West Cobb. We have about 15,000 residents, and they're always our top priority. You know, we're a small city with a big heart, and we love to take care of our residents, and everything we do goes back to is it improve the quality of life for all of our residents. So I'm happy to be able to do the job.
I bet.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the PS Did You Know campaign that you recently launched.
Sure. PS Powder Springs came out of the idea that we feel like Powder Springs is the best kept secret in Metro Atlanta. And so we kind of wanted to get the word out to people that, hey, come out to Powder Springs. We've got some great things going on. And that's kind of how it started. And we're in the middle of it. And it's going great. We've had a lot of great responses.
Yeah. Have any of the responses surprised you?
Some, yeah. I've been surprised by the volume of the responses and how positive they've been. But, you know, it just reminds you that, yeah, we have a lot of great things going on, that we have the Silver Compa Trail, Linear Park, and it's a fun place to live.
Well, talk about the campaign itself. Is it a PR campaign? Is it a social media campaign? Is it all of that? Tell us about some of the details.
I would say it's all of that. It's a bit of branding for the city. And like I said, it's getting the word out because we're a little bit off the beaten path, but we like it that way. But it's getting the word out there. You know, Cobb County in general is just growing like crazy. And, you know, it's slowly making its way out toward us. You know, we've been referred to in the past as the Mayberry of Cobb County. In some ways we are. We kind of want to keep that small town feel, but we also realize we have to update things and make some good positive changes and have some good growth out there.
Well, and you're giving prizes for participation in this contest. How does that work?
Well, we pick the best responses and they get the $25 gift cards to our local businesses. So it kind of plays into supporting our local businesses.
Oh, that's exciting.
That is cool. 15,000 residents. So if you're listening to this and you're familiar with what is Metro Atlanta, which is a large urban center, a little community of 15,000 people, it sounds quite lovely to me. Mm-hmm. You keep mentioning, quote, the great things about Powder Springs. You mentioned a few of them. Anything else that we should be aware of? Someone listening who's never been there hasn't seen it. What should they know about?
Well, it's got a great small town feel. We've got great people. And like I said, we've got great amenities. We're in the process of planning our new downtown park, which is going to be a fantastic new park. We'll be breaking ground on that in the beginning of the year and hopefully be done a year from now.
Oh, wow.
And that's going to be a terrific addition to the city. We kind of felt like we needed to create a new amenity for downtown to bring in some growth in the middle of town. And it's working. We've got townhomes coming in. We've got a new restaurant, the Marietta Street Grill, that just opened. They're fantastic. I want to invite everybody.
So this new park will be like the city square, right in the downtown?
Okay. Yeah. We have a square park downtown, but it needed updating.
Gotcha.
It hadn't been updated in 30 years, so we wanted to start from scratch almost. And it's going to have an amphitheater, water feature. It's just going to be a really nice place for people to come and hang out and, you know, come spend some time out there. When you get hungry, when you get thirsty, there's going to be some restaurants around.
There's some good eats and some good drink options. That's awesome. Carol, I've been saying this for 7 years that we've been doing this show. What I do love is all the little downtowns and all of our communities around Metro Atlanta are all these great little hubs in those local communities. And Powder Springs is certainly no different than that. And I'm excited to see So is that the rendering you were talking about before the show? Okay, well,
exactly.
Do us a favor, send us that because we'd love to showcase that in our show notes. So that's audience. That's what we're talking about here. It's gonna be lovely. So all right, Patrick, Carol, and I will return after this short break. We'll be right back.
Ty Pennington here for Jackson EMC. Did you know installing LED lighting will reduce your energy bill? On average, LED bulbs use up to 75% less energy than other bulbs. And LED bulbs last longer so you don't have to change them as often. Taking small steps toward energy-efficient living will add value, comfort, and savings to your home. Energy-efficient living is about doing more while consuming less. For more energy-saving tips, visit JacksonEMC.com.
All right, we're back with Councilman Patrick Bordelon of Powder Springs.
So, Patrick, we've enjoyed getting to watch the PS Did You Know campaign and see it unfold on Instagram and Facebook. But when does it run until? And, you know, kind of what are people's last chances to enter?
Till November 30th. Okay. So, yeah, people have a few more weeks to get their responses in. And it's very exciting. And it said, we're happy to do this and we're just excited about the response.
It's fun to see, you know, a Facebook page with lots and lots of activity on it, which is certainly see on your page the last few months. Sure. So,
page has definitely been buzzing. That's been fun. That has been fun to watch. Yeah. Patrick, you mentioned the Silver Comet Trail, which is part of this. Carol, I think it was you that said, I don't think a lot of people realize that's tied to Powder Springs. So tell us more about that and what that all means.
Well, the Silver Comet Trail right now runs from Smyrna through the city of Powder Springs all the way to the Alabama state line. And it's a great biking, walking trail. People really love it. Since it runs right through our city, we've attached different amenities to it. We have a linear park, which is a tremendous park. There's playgrounds, a special needs playground. There's a workout area, a basketball court, and rest stop bathrooms, you name it. You know, all along there, we've got a senior living facility that's going to open up, hopefully within the next 6 months. It's a $40 million project. It's a big project for the city of Powder Springs.
Yeah.
And so it's going to be a senior living, assisted living project on the park. We've got our first hotel.
Hotel?
We've got our first hotel coming into Powder Springs. We've had the hotel motel tax on the books, but we haven't been able to collect because we haven't had a hotel.
Ooh.
And that's going to be right on the Silver Comet Trail. And that will be the first hotel on the Silver Comet Trail. People will be able to come out to Powder Springs. They can stay in the hotel and they can ride the trail, have weekend getaways. And
so you said the first hotel in Silver Comet? So we're talking the entire Silver Comet Trail. Mm-hmm. This is the only hotel.
Right.
That's phenomenal.
That's amazing.
Yeah, we're really excited about
it. Very exciting.
Getting ready to break ground on that very soon.
Oh, wow. So what a coup for Powder Springs.
I think, 12 months from now, if you come out to Powder Springs, you're going to see quite a different city than what
like
it is today. Yeah, some people say Powder Springs 2.0, but it's a little better.
This might be more like 3.0.
Creating a little better version of what we are.
And creating just even more connectivity, which is pretty exciting.
Careful, that 15,000 number is going
to start
really growing.
It's going to start to grow.
Well, we've got plans. We have a road realignment project that Flint Hill Road that is going to create a new gateway to the city. And we're going to align two roads that aren't aligned right now and create a small commercial development area down there. And, they say the best way to grow a city is to actually grow a city. And so we're going to be looking at maybe annexing some property out there, bringing
exciting.
That into the city.
Well, so many people are going to want to be annexed into the city with some of the improvements you have going on.
We're doing a lot of building permits, a lot of new townhome developments.
Well, we're joking about all this growth, but I think you're actually thinking about that big time. I mean, there is a new master plan that's in play here, right? I'm sure that's all part of our... We're doing some proactive things to make the city even better, and we are anticipating growth. So I imagine that master plan is designed to help do that. Tell us more about that.
Well, the master plan is every 10 years, we do a new comprehensive plan, which kind of addresses where our needs are and where, what we need to do to keep the city financially viable, and also a great place to live. So we try to, gives us a bit of a playbook to go by, and so we can, keep Powder Springs, Powder Springs.
It's really exciting. Yeah. It's really all about connectivity, and you guys have figured out how to connect the Silver Comet Trail even more within your city, and now you're figuring out how to, line up some of your streets and, make a connection kind of to West Cobb in general. It's more of a you know, I guess more of a destination when they drive into town.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's a big part of our plan to become more bike friendly.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to get our bike friendly certification,
ooh,
which, you know, there are through Bike Friendly Georgia, there are 9 cities that are bike friendly certified right now, and Powder Springs needs to be the 10th.
Only 9.
And
wow.
So that's one of my things I'd like to get done. You know, one of my other ideas, which hasn't really been accepted by the rest of the council yet, is to get some pedal bars.
Oh, yeah.
Into Powder Springs, uh-huh, so that, you know, if you've ever been down to Savannah.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And you see the young people on the pedal bars, to get some of those.
To get exercise right, while
and stay hydrated.
Yeah, stay hydrated.
At the same time.
But like
to maybe have a couple pedal bars out on the Silver Comet Trail with the music and everything. So could create a good atmosphere out
that
there.
That sounds fun to me. Let me know if you need me to help you present that to the council.
Okay. Okay.
We can do demos and everything.
Right.
We're professionals in that.
That's what you need to do. Do a demo and then they'll be all for it.
Yeah. I'll be out there in my little jacket and my little name tag. And I'll be out there steering the bike.
That's awesome. So, well, that's some exciting stuff happening. So, not to mention one of my always my annual favorite thing in any city I'm in is the Christmas tree lighting. It's coming up pretty soon too. Yeah,
at the end of the month.
Yep.
Right. And it's always a big happy event. I think we're going to have a little parade beforehand. You know, hot chocolate for the kids, and Santa will be there taking pictures, and we'll light the tree and we'll sing.
Sounds like a beautiful, beautiful night. All right. Well, Patrick, we're about out of time. Before I let you go, should anyone have questions on any of the great things happening in the city of Powder Springs and or want to connect to the council, how do they do that? Mm-hmm.
Well, through our website, through cityofpowderSprings.org, you can go there. You can email me. You know, you can find us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. So we're connected to us all the normal ways.
Outstanding.
And we're always happy to respond to people.
Let me put in a little personal plug here. As a former political operative, want to say, boy, if you want to get involved in your government, whatever level, everyone thinks they have to get involved at the federal level, but where the rubber really hits the road, Carol, in terms of political activism, in my opinion, is getting involved in that local city government. That's the kind of stuff that affects you on a day-to-day basis. You might not even realize it. So great stuff.
Patrick, totally agree.
All right. Patrick Bordelon, the mayor pro tem of the city of Powder Springs. It's great to have you. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you very much. I enjoyed it.
We did too.
All right. Well, that wraps this week's Around Atlanta, literally Around Atlanta edition. On behalf of my co-host, Carol Morgan, I am Todd Schneck. That's all the time we have for today. Thank you for listening and tuning in. We look forward to seeing you again right here tomorrow. We'll see you then.
Today's episode was made possible by Denham Marketing, the publisher of Atlanta Real Estate Forum, Atlanta's favorite real estate blog and source for real estate news, trends, new home communities, model homes, builders, and more. Denham Marketing is a comfortable fit, like your favorite pair of jeans. Denham Marketing tailors marketing strategies to meet your specific needs and niche. Try them on for size. They will work to create a perfect fit for your company's marketing program. Call them at 770-383-3360 or send an email to info@denimmarketing.com. For more information on Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio or to inquire about being a guest, contact info@atlantarealestateforum.com. Check out the radio show by visiting atlantarealestateforum.com or by listening to the show on your podcast or iTunes app. And if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate a rating and review on iTunes. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you next time on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show.